Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Christians are on the front lines in the cultural wars here in America and around the world. That's the headline. David James comes to this broadcast table with Bible in hand to explain the headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, we don't often use the term culture wars, which I did in the introduction. And we don't use that term on this program, but we're actually discussing this issue almost each and every week. And David, I have to believe that the conflict continues to intensify.
I would agree with you, and as we observe each week, as you and I keep our eyes on the headlines of what are coming out and try to do cutting-edge work on topics that are breaking almost each and every week, what we see is that the attack on Christianity in general, biblical truth, is something that is happening not only here in the United States, but worldwide. In some places, it takes the form of direct persecution of Christians in very anti-Christian environments such as North Korea, China, Iran, and other places like Northern India, for example, where Christians are actually daily under the threat for their very lives simply because they name the name of Jesus. But in other places, for example, here in the West, it may not take that form of absolute persecution in terms of physical harm. There is certainly a social and cultural component to that where the Word of God comes under attack daily. And also, Christians who believe that the Bible is the Word of God, as you and I and most of our listeners do, we fall under mocking and various forms of even discrimination and being marginalized by the culture, and now it's rising to the level of entering into even the laws that are being put into place in places like the United States, Canada, Great Britain, and Western Europe, where Christian values are really coming under scrutiny, and many of the things that we believe are slowly but surely becoming illegal.
David James, Bible in hand, with details about Christians on the front line in the cultural wars here in America and around the world. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. David's report on the battle lines that have been drawn for the cultural wars here in America for Christians are real. David's report echoes what the Apostle Paul wrote to young Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3. That list located in that passage gives us the issues that we Christians must deal with on the battle lines. The Apostle Paul says that the Bible is the main defense in these wars. That's 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul exhorts us to fight the fight, preach the word when it's convenient and when it's not convenient, in the days of the soon coming of Jesus Christ. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...